Song called Goodnight Kiss, Steve and Annie Chapman. Good night, y'all. 16 minutes after the hour. It's a Thursday morning here along the Broken Road, and I'm Jim Park. We're joined by Gisle Sorley. Gisle, a family wealth counselor and our resident Norwegian on the air. Always fun to talk to Gisle. And Gisle, you bring us a special guest. I'm looking forward to hearing from Bruce today. Bruce Turner is the Director of Development of Christian Care Ministries. And an organization under that Christian Care Ministry umbrella is MediShare, which many of you have heard about, maybe even researched. Maybe you're taking part in the MediShare way of, well, Bruce, I want to call it health insurance. That would be incorrect, wouldn't it?
That would be incorrect. And thanks for having me on. Sure. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Gisle, how'd you find out about Bruce and MediShare?
Yeah, well, our body is important to manage, to steward, to take care of, and MediShare has been in my sort of. I heard about folks that have used them and had heard great things about them, so I thought this would be a great topic to talk about around stewardship and hear their unique way of servicing people, and so yeah. I'm excited to hear what Bruce has to say today.
Well, Gisle, we owe you a debt of gratitude here. I'm looking forward to Bruce here. Bruce, tell us about Christian Care Ministries. When did it come about, and why is it?
Christian Care Ministry began about 21 years ago under the leadership of Dr. John Reinhold, who had a burden and a vision for bringing Christians together who could, in the spirit of Galatians 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And one of the burdens that we all bear as believers is the financial burden, and there can be financial stress regarding health care and things like that. So he sought for a way to bring believers together, to share in a way that would be of the spirit of Scripture, the way in the book of Acts, in the New Testament church. They had all things in common, and they shared, nobody lacked. And to be able to do that in a way that would be, and I'm really glad that Gisle used the term stewardship, because I think MediShare is a great stewardship, not only of the amount of money that you have to spend for your health care, but also where that money goes, knowing that the money that you send in each month as your monthly share is going to help another brother or sister in Christ rather than going to a for-profit company who may be investing that money in who knows what. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
And nothing against profit. I mean, that's kind of what makes this country go round. But there's a way of stewardship that Gisle has taught us many times that basically teaches that everything we have is God's. And it's not so much a matter of what you spend as how you manage what you have. And this looks like an excellent approach to that. And if I were to look at my spreadsheet for my family, and I've got to tell you, I'm now making a double-digit income. That the money I spend on insurance of various kinds, and I think this is true throughout our culture here, it's a whopping amount. I mean, if you figure auto insurance and health insurance and property insurance and accidental death and dismemberment and all these other kind of things that can happen to you, I'll bet people spend 20% to 30% of what they make on insurance of various kinds over the year. That alone would motivate me to look at something like MediShare. How does the MediShare system work?
Well, that's a great question. And I think just to kind of begin to describe that to you would just be to kind of state our mission, because as we get into how it works, I would just say that there is the what that we do. There's the how we do the what, but then there's also the why. And I think before talking about the how and the what, it's important to mention the why. And so our mission statement is to connect and equip Christians to share their lives, their faith, their talents, and resources with each other. And one of the things that really makes MediShare a wonderful place to work is understanding the why behind what we do. One of the things I would say to you, if you were to call MediShare, if anybody of your listeners were to call MediShare today, they would have a conversation. That conversation would not end without them being offered an opportunity to pray. You know, is there something that I can be praying with you about? So we really, really believe that the job that we do is more than just a job. It's a calling, and it's a sacred calling, and it has high responsibility. We are serving the body of Christ with what we do, and so there's a high responsibility that comes there. These are God's people, And from the stewardship angle, again, this is their money, and we have a sacred responsibility, and we really see it that way. But the way MediShare works, it's a group of believers that have come together, making a covenant of faith to share in each other's medical expenses. We've been doing this for 21 years. We currently have over 137,000 members across the U.S. who have shared. And this is just a really great celebration for us. In fact, we're celebrating it with a special a luncheon today. Our members have shared over $1.03 billion in each other's medical bills over this 21-year history. And every eligible need that's been published for sharing by our members has been shared 100%. So just to kind of give you an idea, MediShare is not insurance. Again, MediShare is a 501c3 not-for-profit medical bill-sharing ministry. So our members who join MediShare, they choose different facets about their membership. For instance, we have what's called an annual household portion, which is to be distinguished between what traditional insurance would refer to as a deductible. Mm-hmm. When we call it an annual household portion, that means everybody's medical bills go to satisfy that that annual household portion. Their membership card, they present to the provider when they go to a doctor or a hospital. We are affiliated and contracted with PHCS, which is the nation's largest PPO network. So it has the logo on the card. It makes it very transparent. When you go to a front-end office person, they see the PHCS logo on that. That's something that they recognize they see before. There's a $35 provider fee that the member pays up front. The billing is done electronically. The provider then sends the bill to MediShare. Our provider relations department discounts the bill according to the PPO and then returns the bill back to the provider, who then bills the member for whatever the balance is if they have not already met their annual household portion. Once they've met their annual household portion, then the remainder of the bill is published for sharing, and other members share that bill in a very, very unique way, I might say.
I've got to hear about that, because so far it's parallel to an insurance company. The difference being, I'm suspecting, and you'll get into this with the how, but you know, I feel like when I go to make an insurance claim, I have a contract with an insurance company. They say they will cover me if this, or this happens, and something that I think falls under that heading happens, and I submit a claim, and then they say they do their best to determine that, well, that wasn't qualified, that wasn't covered. We'll put our lawyers to work on this, and then we'll decide if we can. Some committee will decide whether, in fact, it's covered under that contract. Mm-hmm. MediShare sounds to me does it very differently.
Well, they do, and MediShare. You know, I mentioned this earlier, and I'll mention it one more time, that MediShare is not insurance, so there is no transfer of risk. There is a covenant agreement amongst the members to share in each other's medical bills, and they do that voluntarily. When they get their monthly share notice that lets them know who their monthly share is going to be assisting that month. Now, we don't share any private health information for obvious reasons, but they do know who their share is going to. Maybe it's the Smith family in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Imagine the joy of being able to sit down at the dinner table, and when you're fixing to have prayer for supper, say, kids, just want to let you know we're going to thank God for the food, but we're also going to pray for the Smith family in Fort Smith, Arkansas. We don't know what's going on, but we know that they have a medical bill, and we get to be a part of sharing in that medical bill. So mm-hmm. let's pray for the Smith family. Mm-hmm. And that's just a totally different experience. And so it's a covenant of faith that our members make with each other. And then when they send in their monthly share, that's their voluntary faith commitment to share in that other brother or sister in Christ's medical bills.
A beautiful difference.
Yes.
This makes relationships, doesn't it?
It really does, because, and this is up to the member. The member, the person who gets their monthly share notice has the name and the address of the person. So quite often our members will send get well cards or just a note saying, I'm praying for you. Some members release, and this is a choice of theirs on their member portal, what their email address is. And so you can send them an email say, Susie, I understand there's a medical need in your family. Just want to let you know that we're praying for you. And when you think about prayer, we also have another great product that we have at MediShare. There's an app for this, both on the iOS and Android platforms, called PrayerStream. And a prayer stream allows people to get instant notifications and to share prayer requests. You can create even your own private prayer stream for your church, your small group. It's like the old prayer list on steroids, if you remember back in the old days, and you're old enough to remember this, I'm sure.
Well, thanks a lot. Yes, yeah, I am.
I don't remember, Bruce.
Yeah. You'd call the church office, right, and you'd share a prayer request, and then that person in the church office would call two or three people who had a prayer chain,
exactly,
and they would call other people. This brings that into the digital age, and it's been a tremendous opportunity. Mm. So,
another app for my phone, huh? Okay.
Question for you, Bruce. You know, one of the main reasons folks have health insurance is to sort of transfer the risk of sort of catastrophes, you know, major illnesses, whatever, cancer. And that's sort of been, you know, it's a faith sort of issue. And how would you sort of answer that question? Someone, I'm not sure about MediShare because I'm so scared of if something tragic should happen to my kids and I don't have health insurance.
Right. I think one of the best ways is to look at our history. 21 years, every eligible need has been shared 100%. And that's the other key thing. With an annual household portion, once you've met your annual household portion, our members share 100%. There is no co-insurance quote. That's an insurance term with MediShare, whereas an 80-20 or a 70-30, our members share 100%. So there's the history of 21 years of sharing every eligible need that's been published. Over $1 billion. I think the other thing is there are some amazing video testimonies on our website at mychristiancare.org. Also, we are the people who work in our development department have access, and let's say you live in a particular zip code area, a particular city, a particular state. We have members who have said, please, I would love to be a reference for MediShare, and we can send that information. You can call our members and ask them in person. But regarding catastrophic things, as you well know, healthcare is one of the number one causes for bankruptcy in the United States, and it's a legitimate concern that you raise. But we've had liver transplants, other organ transplants. Every eligible bill that has been shared, published to the ministry, has been shared, including those of significant amounts of money, approaching $1 million. And with MediShare, we do not have any limit to the sharing. So it's not $1 million a year or $5 million lifetime or whatever. It's unlimited sharing.
What about the providers? Now, teach me about that. I know with certain insurance companies, there's a network of providers, only certain people. Now, you mentioned, was it PPO?
Correct.
I'm not familiar with. How likely is it I can go down to my neighborhood clinic, flash that card, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I know those people?
Very likely. And you can also go on our website and do a provider search, whether you can search for a particular type of doctor, a general practice, family practice, obstetrician, whatever. And you can put in your zip code, a range of miles. MediShare members can go to any doctor they choose. If there's not a network provider, doctor, or facility within 25 miles, there's a waiver. Otherwise, if you go to an out-of-network, there is a small penalty that is MediShare members will share an out-of-network doctor at what is known as the 70th percentile of usual and customary. So that means if the doctor you're going to who's out of the network and he charges 90% above what all the rest of the doctors in that particular area do, then there can be a small penalty for that. But PHCS is such a large network, it would be very rare that you would not be able to find a provider. And back to the stewardship question, one of the reasons we're connected with PHCS is a stewardship reason, because all those, you don't have to go in as a cash customer and say, what is your rate for a cash customer? All those negotiations are pre-negotiated with the PPO network, PHCS.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got a question from a listener here that they've put on our chat window. Is MediShare a feasible alternative for a 25-year-old whose health insurance will be terminated later this year as he leaves his dad's insurance under his dad's employer. This individual has a medical condition which requires a rather expensive generic medicine, which apparently will be required lifelong. Can they participate in MediShare?
They could participate in MediShare with, unlike the Affordable Care Act programs, the sharing ministries, and that is not just ours but others, there is a no pre-ex sharing. So that particular expensive medication would be available for sharing after 36 months of membership. Mm-hmm. So there are, you know, MediShare is not for everybody. So there could be those people who have situations like that. And we talk quite honestly with them on the phone. And we say, you know, I think you would be better off in your particular condition. Again, especially thinking about the stewardship aspect, to go with an ACA program where that will be taken care mm-hmm. of for you.
What about older folks? Does MediShare dovetail nicely with Medicare, for example?
We do. A few years ago, we came out with a brand new program called Senior Assist. Senior Assist is our version using the sharing model of a Medigap type of a program. And so, you know, MediShare Part A and B. In order to be part of Senior Assist, you have to have Medicare Part A and B. And then you know that that covers 80% of a person's medical needs. But that 20% that's remaining is a concern, especially to a lot of senior adults who are living on a strict income. Mm-hmm. So that's where Medigap policies come in. But MediShare has Senior Assist, and members of Senior Assist will share that 20% amount. As long as it's Medicare eligible, then Senior Assist members mm-hmm. will share in that 20%.
Now that's what Medicare would call a Part C kind of policy, correct?
Well, maybe a little bit Part C, probably more like a Part F.
Okay.
As you well know, I mean, I'm 64, so I get all this mail about all these opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Especially as I'm approaching 65, mm-hmm. and then we're bombarded on the TV every year during open enrollment.
Oh, yeah.
From all kinds of programs, and if I did not know what I know about Senior Assist, and I was a senior adult approaching 65 as I am, it looks like so much of a minefield out there. I mean, there's, you know, you can go to Morrison's Cafeteria and have a free dinner, and somebody's going to give you a pitch about some type of an advantage plan or whatever. And finding out, you know, what is what and how it works is really important. One of the things I like about Senior Assist is it does have that biblical sharing model that we use for MediShare, and I just really like that. It is that community building, relationship building type of a program. Also, Senior Assist, rather than being so much age graded, is more community graded. So the share amount, you know, to get involved with Senior Assist is very price competitive to other.
It depends on where you live, your market area, rather than just your age.
Well, no, it's not just your age. It's not just your age. It's not just your market area. We look at a larger age range. Mm-hmm. In traditional, you know, Medicare type things, you know, every time you age another year, another 2 years, it keeps going up and up. But ours is like a broad range, like from 65 to 75, there's one mm-hmm. pricing, and then, you know, other groupings like mm-hmm. that.
Okay. I've got to look into this too, because I'm seeing now, because this is my second year on Medicare, and I'm seeing rates going up like crazy. I mean, deductibles that were zero now $250, for example, for prescription medication that I never use. I mean, I don't even need prescription medications, but the Part D is just skyrocketing. Does MediShare cover prescriptions?
No, MediShare is strictly the Medigap. If we encourage people who are going on Senior Assist to get a Part D program, and again, mm-hmm. Part D programs, they're all over the place. They're offered by drugstore chains, Walmart, Target. They all seem to have a Part D program. And then there's also all the other entities out there that offer Part D. But you know, especially because of some of these newer medications that are very expensive, wisdom would dictate, and I know for me, when I get to that place, I will definitely find a Part D program that will work for me. Mm-hmm. And you
got to keep looking, but it's nice to know that the medical service part is taken care of really so elegantly by MediShare. Gisele, what do you think?
Yeah, no, this is very exciting. I think, how does this work with the government's requirement to have health insurance?
Well, it's a really great story. Sharing Ministries received an exemption in the Affordable Care Act, and it happened really in a very providential way. We have a healthcare sharing alliance that works with different governments and state governments and so forth. And we had exemption language in the Senate bill. As you'll recall, the Senate bill was passed first. And we had no exemption language on the House side, but there was a balance of power change in the Senate, you'll recall, and a shift to Republican control. And rather than the House coming up and adjusting the Senate's version and then putting them together, they quickly put their stamp on the Senate version where we had exemption language. So Sharing Ministries are exempt from the tax penalties of the Affordable Care Act. In fact, if there's somebody listening that doesn't have health care right now, you know that they've extended the open enrollment. There's going to be a new window. I think it is from March 15th to April the 30th. But if you have MediShare by April the 1st, you don't have to worry about the tax penalty for 2015. The key is you don't want to have a three-month gap of continuous non-coverage, to use the ACA language. And you can enroll in MediShare anytime. So if somebody's working for a company and they lose their company program and now they've got, that's a life event that allows them to go in the exchange and purchase something, they could come to MediShare and get on board with MediShare anytime during the year.
Excellent. Have you seen companies sort of promote MediShare for their employees or business owners sort of adopt this?
We have, but unfortunately, there has been a recent change in the past few weeks that has taken a lot of people by surprise regarding an excise penalty. And I'm not a tax expert, so I can't get into all the details about that. But for if you're self-employed and your business pays for your health care, like with MediShare, then you're okay. But if your business pays for more than just one, pays for two or three, then in a group situation, by this new excise penalty that has just been implemented, and it's amazing how that laws are passed, but then the devil's in the details, and people come in and they make other little changes to it. There can be a significant penalty because if you're in a group, the program has to be a qualified ACA program.
Do you find yourself competing? In your mind, and I'll reverse the question here. Does the establishment insurance industry see you as competition, or as maybe a model for their own kind of business?
Well, I could only venture to say I would think that they would probably see anybody who's in the healthcare industry, regardless of their model or method, as competition. One of the great things that I love about MediShare is that we are one of three sister sharing ministries, and we don't see each other as competition. In fact, many times we'll be talking to somebody and we feel like that, you know, one of the other sharing ministries would be a better fit for them. And so we share those 800 numbers with them or their websites. We have excellent relationships with the other sharing ministries, and we see ourselves not in competition with each other, but partners together serving the body of Christ in this way.
Where does somebody start? A listener who says, yeah, I'd like to look into this. Is it best to go to the website?
You could go to the website, mychristiancare.org, if you want to kind of kick the tires, so to speak, and see what's there. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in MediShare, you want to make sure when you go to mychristiancare.org to click on the top where it says MediShare bill sharing, and that will take you to that section of our website, because we do have some other things that we do. We have a MANA, which is a short-term disability program that's a tremendous opportunity that works on the sharing principle as well. Or they can call us at 800-772-5623, 800-772-5623. And we have wonderful, wonderful people, again, who see this as a calling, who would love to talk with you, answer any questions you have about MediShare. These are not salespeople. These are educators who generally will care about your needs and will offer to pray for you as well.
Gisela, you've done it for us again.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. How did you get called into this type of work?
Well, it's an interesting story. I was a church planter, pastor for 35 years, And at the end of my last church plant, and just I had the privilege of being my mom and dad's pastor for the last 12 years of their life. And my wife, who was an LPN, just took wonderful care of my mom and dad till their last days. My dad coming into our home under hospice care. And after that last church plant, her parents began to decline in health, and they live in Lynchburg, Virginia. And it's just like God seemed to say to me, you know, your wife, Susan Elizabeth, has followed you so faithfully these 35 years as a partner in ministry, and now we're going to flip the thing around. We're going to kind of change gears here. And so because I knew Dr. John Reinhold, he had been up, visited our church a number of times, I asked, would there be any place to be a part of the ministry? And graciously there was. And so now I've been serving with MediShare for 11 years. I coordinate a team of worship leaders here. I have the privilege of speaking in our chapel service every week. It's just a wonderful ministry. And I have found an outlet for all of my spiritual giftings in this position.
That's outstanding. It's a wonderful story, and I would encourage people to go to that website. Again, that is mychristiancare.org, and if you want to look specifically at MediShare, you'll have an option to do that there, or their other programs. Phone numbers there, and Bruce, I just want to make sure we have your permission to post this conversation as a podcast on our website.
And absolutely, I'd love for you to do that. I'm a podcaster myself, so that would be great.
Great. We'll provide links and a phone number there within that podcast, which will be up in the next couple of hours here. Bruce, it's been a delight. We've learned a lot, and I think it gives us MediShare is kind of a breath of fresh air. And we're grateful for the information. And Gisele, again, thanks to you for alerting us to Bruce and his availability.
Thanks so much, Bruce. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Bruce, hang on for just a minute here as we head back to music now on a Broken Road Radio Thursday morning. Music instrumentally from Fernando Ortega.